This is File 49, Cycle 3. Today's date is August 3rd, 2018. This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Leon Graham, who is going to talk about how he came to the area, his work with the Lakeville Journal, the Salisbury Forum, the Friends of the Scoville Memorial Library, and anything else he wants to talk about. But first we'll start with, what is your name?
Leon Graham.
And you came to this area in a very unusual way in 2005. You came to Noble Horizons.
I did. I came to recover from some abdominal surgeries. I had had three surgeries in 6 days at Weill Cornell Hospital, and I either could not or would not walk. I'm not sure which, but I know I couldn't get out of bed on my own, so eventually I ended up at Noble Horizons.
And it must have done a very good job because you've chosen to stay in the area.
Yes. Well, I chose to stay in the area for the first few months because I was too weak, I thought, to go back to New York City, and then I liked it so much I just kept staying.
That's wonderful. Now, you work for the Lakeville Journal.
I do.
And you are a copy editor?
I am the only copy editor.
And what does a copy editor do?
Everything. Well, at the Lakeville Journal, I read all of the copy that comes from the editors, which means from Cynthia Oxmender for the Lakeville Journal, from Whitney at the Millerton News, and from Ann Day at Compass. I read all the copy after they have done their editing on it, and I look for grammatical, spelling, stylistic errors. We follow the Associated Press style book slavishly. And sometimes, you know, I change things for better sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that is what I do.
And you also write for the Compass.
I do. I write movie reviews, I write art reviews, and I write theater reviews, which I think I'm thinking of giving up if people criticize me too much. I'm joking, of course.
I know you're joking. And it's perfectly acceptable to make your opinion known.
Thank you.
You joined the Friends of the Scoville Memorial Library when you came to town, probably around 2010? Or before?
I don't remember what year it was. I was asked by Inga Heckel, mm-hmm. who was president of the board mm-hmm. of the Friends, to join. And I did.
And you had an office. You were recording secretary.
Eventually, she persuaded me to be recording secretary. A very bad decision on her part, and on my part, too. I'm not meant to be a recording secretary for any organization or anyone. I was terrible.
It's a tough job. It really is. Are you on that board any longer?
No. Walter DeMel, who was then president of the Salisbury Forum,
mm-hmm.
Asked me if I would join that board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
And I agreed. And then I thought that I really shouldn't be on both boards of directors. I really didn't have time to do both. And also, I didn't want to be recording secretary anymore. So I resigned from the Friends.
Well, I know that you were on from 2010 to 2012, because that's when I was on the Friends board. So I can pin that one down. Now, the Salisbury Forum began in 2005, and you were asked by Walter DeMille. How many were on the board at that time? roughly?
Oh, you know, I think the bylaws, they probably were the same then. Mm-hmm. The bylaws now allow for 15 board members. It may have been then that there were only 12 or 13, okay. Somewhere between that, no more than 15.
But it's a good number. It's a good number.
Right.
And the terms of office are?
You can have up to 3 2-year terms. And then you must go off the board for at least a year. And then if you choose and if the board chooses, you can be elected once again. We actually have, I'm not on the board anymore. My final term ended at the end of June. The forum operates on a July 1 to June 30th cycle. There are two new, quote, members of the board who went off last year, and they have chosen to come back. Jeanette Weber and Bill, why can't I think of his last name? He's president of the Lake Association.
Litauer.
Litauer. Wonderful treasurer he is.
He's a wonderful man.
Oh, he is.
Were you officer at the time that you were on the Salisbury Forum? Besides being president, were you vice president?
You mean first?
First.
Yes. After I'd been on for a year, I think this is true, I was on the... Walter appointed me to the nominating committee, and the next year, the nominating committee chose to nominate me as vice president, which I realized meant that, in all likelihood, I would become president after Walter. And I asked them to let me think about it. I wasn't sure that I was really going to be as good a president remotely as Walter had been. Walter's a very powerful personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I said yes. And then I think it was in the spring of that very year, Walter became ill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started acting as president, and I was president for the rest of the time I was on the board until the last year, when I wouldn't let them reelect me. I wanted Donald Ross to be president for his last 2 years of term.
So you were president... Acting president for part of a year.
I was acting president for the better part of, well, for half a year, I guess it was.
Okay.
And then I was president for the next, what, 2 years?
I think so.
Yeah,
about
2015, 2016-ish? Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Because this is 18, and I went off in last year, 17. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Something like that.
And what do you do as president?
Depends on, well, you you know, you preside at the board meetings, you come up with the agenda for the board meetings, you appoint the committees, which really is seeking volunteers to be on committees.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't that many committees. You introduce each program in person or choose somebody to do it. I started, toward the end of my time, started having other people introduce speakers where I thought appropriate. Walter had introduced every program. And I had up until that time, but I thought it should be spread around among board members. You write the president's letter in each program that is distributed at every program that the forum sponsors. And then, you know, Donald, for example, has taken on collecting names, people who come to the programs. He mans a table or has other board members with him and asks people if they're on our mailing list, our email list, and so forth, which has been very helpful. We have a very large email list now.
Good.
600 some odd people, I think.
Now, you also, in connection with the Lakeville Journal, you write all of the advanced material to promote
it. I do, yes. That just happened, you know, since I worked there. I started, I asked Cynthia if she would accept an advance article on, you know, the next speaker, and she said, sure, so I write it for free, and so I do that for each presentation. And I was preparing to do it for September, but the woman who was coming in September has canceled, unfortunately. She would have been very interesting.
But she may come again at another time.
I don't know. She apparently thinks she's going to get an assignment. She's a reporter, an assignment in Mexico, and she wants to hold herself open for that. She's French, and she has written extensively about politics in Europe and the plight of Jewish people in Europe these days, and the situation with Macron in France and so forth. I think she would have been fascinating.
Yes, she would have been. Very fascinating. Who is the current president of the...
The new president is, and I hate to have to say this, the first woman, Mary Close Oppenheimer.
Wonderful.
And she will do a bang-up job.
Where are the lectures held?
Well, we use one of three venues, either at the Hotchkiss School, or at the Salisbury School, or at the high school, the regional high school.
Okay.
One time, we had the Tiger Mom, the woman who wrote the book about confessions of the Tiger Mom, you know, the law professor at Yale, and her husband, who's also a law professor at Yale. We had them coming, and they chose to come in December on a date, a Friday night, when we could not get any of the other three venues, and I was sitting in the parking lot of the post office, and I looked across and saw the steeple of the Congo Church, and I thought, well, why not? So I went over, introduced myself to
Diane,
and asked if she would be willing to let us have the program there, and she said, well, if she didn't have anything else going on, yes, and she didn't, so we had it there.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It was good. We had the whole downstairs filled and part of the upstairs. The only trouble was their new sound system wasn't as good as they thought it was in the back, but it was a good place to have it.
It would be.
Hold it in reserve.
Oh, it's always nice to have an extra string to your bow.
It certainly is.
How many events do you do a year?
Well, when they started, they only did two, I think. They worked up to three. We do five now. Plus, we do two film forums.
Yeah.
Although I think one of those will go away. I think that civic life may or may not continue. The high school films that we do in June. But we will still do a documentary film forum at the movie house in either January or early February.
Excellent. And I'm assuming that these are all well attended.
Well, it varies, yes.
Sure.
We have gotten as many as 450, I guess, which apparently is not many compared to what they got when they first started, because Frank LeChambeau was saying at the Oppenheimers a couple of weeks ago that when they had Sandra Van Oker and Dan Rather, that they had many hundreds of people. Now, I don't know where they put them. I didn't ask him because it seemed so many, there was no venue that could have held them. But nevertheless, memory is a strange thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
We were very happy. We got, we had to turn people away from Salisbury School's auditorium, which is kind of pitiful anyway, for Mark Bittman.
Oh, that is a shame.
Who was terrible. Oh. It was a shame, too. But latecomers, we just couldn't let them in because of fire rules. And we've had big audiences sometimes at Hotchkiss. We got a very small audience for Pamela Tahe from Jacob's Pillow.
Do you know how to spell her?
T-A-G-J-E.
Thank you.
She's Catherine's, the documentary filmmaker's sister, which is too bad because it was a fascinating program. She had lots of visuals and really interesting information, one of which I digressed to mention. They have a program where they have students come to Jacob's Pillow during the off season and they study there. And the students went into Great Barrington and, or Pittsfield, one or the other, and went into two sixth grade classes and spent either 1 or 2 weeks teaching mathematics using dance. And on the state test that year, those two classes so outdid every other class in the town.
Wonderful.
Just enormously, enormously.
Oh, I hope it was Great Barrington and not Pittsfield.
it may have been. I don't remember that. All I remember was that the difference in scores between those two classes and all the other fifth or sixth grade classes in town was so significant, it was quite amazing.
But it grabbed their attention, and it was something that was showed application.
Mm,
and
it
that
did.
Makes a great deal of difference.
It did, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It was a great program.
When you attend the Salisbury Forum, is there a fee for it?
No, it's free. Free for all.
Wonderful. And the idea behind that is to get as many people of various interests and income levels as possible.
That's true. And it's also, it's one of those things that we feel makes life here better. It makes our community even more attractive than nature has already made it. And, you know, there are other speakers programs. For example, Kent has one that the library sponsors, but you must pay to attend. Usually, I think, $20 or something. But no, it's free. And it's interesting. Also, we get different... We have a core audience that comes all the time. And then we have a second sphere... a ring of audience that comes more often than not. But then we have an audience that varies depending on the speaker. For example, when we had Ralph Nader, we had a very large audience, and we had people coming from a great many far-flung Connecticut towns. I think part of that was because he used his own email list to publicize himself. And it was a splendid program. I mean, he's a wonderful speaker, and he's really good at questions and answers.
I have a wonderful Ralph Nader story from Donald Ross. Mm-hmm. Absolutely priceless.
Who worked for him as a young man. Mm-hmm. When we had Richard Blanco, which was one of the first programs that I dealt with, because Walter had already signed him up after he saw him read his poem at Obama's inauguration. We had a very sizable Latino contingent.
Okay. Oh, good.
Because, of course, he's Cuban. Mm-hmm. So it depends on speakers, but we, you know, audience size varies and who comes varies to some extent.
Is there anything that you'd like to add to this interview before we close?
No, I've enjoyed it very much.
Thank you so much.